אחד גוף פלוג את רב מורי ורב זליט בפרק ישניכו דיבר שם הגרס פסיש ואפילו מן דומר הוסם פלגים דיבורי כי נאמר לי מפריע מה להם לבוהדה שהם שני זמנים אבל בזמן אחד לגוף ואחד לקה מן דומר היו כך קיבים דורב מוקים לי וקוי ילס לי עוזל מהו לבשר עורב ועוד עורב עלי גלי ותאווי כגוף אחד דומר ובזמני אחותו לאילי של שניים וכשהם פסוקים לאורף כך הם פסוקים לאילי so that words the barmoy agrees with Rashi's pshat but the Raivet holds no that the pshat is not Eide Havoye but the pshat is Eide Hidoye of Shaloi Par because if it would be Eide Havoye so then we wouldn't say this what we just want to call it now the question is this is how the Balamoyer explained the Raivet. Now the Raivet himself says that the reason as to why by plenary banu yotzeini we say Paldin and the Bure and we don't say Shvan Tzot Vodokolo is because he's a Baldovo. But if we'll say plenary Balachesi then we say Shvan Tzot Vodokolo. So how can the Raivet say that in the case of Rashi where the Edim are Ede Alvoye and they testify Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon and Levi became a surety on the $1,000 so then we would say Palgina Dibure but we hear it's Korev and by Korev we do not say Palgina Dibure so that's no kasha, that doesn't present any difficulty because what Reb Chaim says on the Rambam in the Chiddush Reb Chaim because according to the Rambam we cannot apply the Aloha in English about Mitzos about Lekulo in the case of plainly Baalishti because it's two separate ages. But the Raivet is certainly chelik on that. So the Raivet is chelik in regard to the case of plainly Baalishti. So there the Raivet holds that it's not two ages. It's one ages because after all, they testify as one maise against the plainly, against Ishte. In other words, it was one maise of Znus, done by both. But the Rambam shita is that even that can be considered as two edges. Even though the Eidim testify as to one Maiseh's noose that was done by both. Masha'in came in the case, Masha'in came. So the Raivet shita over there is that it's one edges. Masha'in came in the case of Iluya Vitubia testifying that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon and Levi became a surety. They testify in respect to two separate Maiseh's. Because Levi did not become liable, did not become responsible as a result of the halvoye by Reuven. Levi became responsible as a result of his own undertaking. So in effect, it's like two halvoyes, according to the Raivet. So Memele, we certainly can say Palgin and Dibure. I mean, everybody would say Palgin and Dibure, even Rav Yezev would say Palgin and Dibure in such a case, maybe. But certainly, according to Reuven, so we say Palgin and Dibure. Masha'in came in the case of Pliny Baalishti. So they are two, it's two separate chiyuvim. The Pliny is chayev and the Ishti is chayev. But it's one maise is news. So in other words, that maise, so both participated, the Pliny and the Ishti. So that's considered one eides, one agode, not two agodes. So that doesn't present any kashe against the Raivet. Alright. So the Raivet says that in the case where the Eidim would be Eide Alvoye and they would say Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon and Levi became a surety, so then we wouldn't apply the aloche of Einish Bat Pshas Bat Lekulo, and then we would say Palgin and Dibure, the part, the Dibur that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon we accept, and the Dibur that Levi became a surety we don't accept. But when does the Gemara Rav Huna Brit Rav Yeshua say Eidish Pon Tzos Vodokulo, if the Eidim are Eide Hidoy, if they testify that Bifneyen, so Reuven admitted that he didn't pay up the debt to Shimon as yet. So in the Mele there we cannot say Palgin and Dibure. What will say? It is established through Ishtar or through other Eidim Baal Peh that Reuven borrowed $1,000 and that Levi is an or. That's established. So what question is involved here? Whether there was a Hidoye that by Reuven that it wasn't paid or not. Some Monefsheh. So here we couldn't say Palgin and Dibure, what? That we accept that that Reuven admitted that he didn't pay. But Levi is not an Oreb. Morevshech, Levi became original in Oreb. The question is, maybe the Ischayus of Levi was Poka as a result of payment. But, so, we cannot say Palgin and the Buri in respect to payment, either there was a Idoye that it wasn't paid, or there was no Idoye. So Palgin and the Buri we cannot say. Palgin and the Buri cannot say. So what can we say? What can we say? We can say Palgin and the Monis. We can say Palgin and the Monis. So in other words, when Rav Pope at first held, in the case of Iluya Vituvye, that we are mitabel the Eides of Iluya Vituvye in respect to Reuven and Shimon because they are Rechekin, so it's not on the basis of Palgin and Bure, it's on the basis of Palgin and the Mones. So then, when Rabbune Brit Rabbi Yeshua said, no, we cannot say Palgin and the Mones. Why? Because Eides Shabbat Mokzos Abbat Lekulo. So Memele, it's Muchach. It's Muchach from the Raivet that the halacha of Eidish Shabbat Mitzvah of Nitzach and Korah Apostle Eidish Shabbat Mitzvah Batla Kulo applies even to a case where we are mikabel the whole agode relative to one person, but as long as relative to another person the whole agode is bottle, so relative to that person it's also bottle. In other words, not like Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says that as a teretz, that the second teretz by Reb Chaim in respect to the Rambam, but according to the Raivet, so we apply the aloche of Eidish Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lekulo even in the case of Palgin and the Mones, not only in the case of Palgin and the Bore. Reb Chaim's Yisod was, I mean the second Teres by Reb Chaim, that is not mentioned in the Sefer, that the whole aloche of Nitzakor of Apostle, I mean of Eidish Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lekulo, is only if it's an Indian of Palgin and the Bore. So since in Mitzvah Sagode is bottle, so the rest is also bottle. Masha'inkin in the case of Pleini Boalishti. So there, we accept the whole Agode in respect to the Pleini. But in respect to the Ishtei, we don't accept anything. So there we don't apply the Aloche of Minzach Menkor the Apostle. But from the Raivet, it's Muchach that he holds that we apply the Aloche of Minzach Menkor the Apostle even in the case of Palgin and the Mones. That's Muchach from the Raivet. Alright. So this is the Raivet's Pshat, that the Gemara of Iluya Vituvye has reference to the case of Eide Idoye, who testified that Reuven admitted before them, in their presence, that the debt that he owes to Shimon was not paid. So Rav Pope felt that we can still be mikabel in respect to Reuven and Shimon. Not on the basis, Rav Pope couldn't have said it on the basis of Palgin and Bure, of splitting the Agode, brought on the basis of Palgin and the Mones. So then Ravuna Brit Rav Yeshua said no. Why? Because of Eidish Shabbat Miktsoso Batla Kulo. So we see, and we pass from like Ravuna Brit Rav Yeshua. So that means even in the case of Palgin and the Mones, we apply the aloche of Eidish Shabbat Miktsoso Batla Kulo. The Balamoye Omar Akesi Loizu Kavones הרב זל, שעדיין עדו וכושר, אמר לפלגין על דיבורי, ולמנהו גבי לבי שהוא חייב לוי, ולוי גבי עורף, in other words, he's מעציק עם בלמויה. דבלמויה says, דבלמויה is חלק על דרייבת. He says that דרייבת doesn't like רשס פשעת, because if in the case of אידי אלבויה, דרייבת holds that we should say פלגין על דיבורי. So דבלמויה says, no, רשס is correct, because we cannot say פלגין על דיבורי, because here it's גוף אחד. Because Orev and Leve, that's like Gufer. So maybe we cannot say Palgin and Dibore. And even according to the Mandomar in Bor Basre, Baal Shomar Gerashti Esishti, let's say, Baal Shomar Gerashti Esishti 5 years ago. So one Mandomar says that we believe in Mikan Lahab. So it's all, so he holds that we say Palgin and Dibore, Biguf Echot, so only Biguf Echot. Biguf echod and b'shtei zman, we say Palgin Dibure. But biguf echod b'zman echod, so even that man d'omar, even Rav Zvid will agree that we do not say Palgin Dibure. We do not say Palgin Dibure. This is what the Balamoya says. So the Ramban is massive. So he says, in the case of Eide, Alvoye and Oreb, so they are, even Rav Yosef will agree that we say Palgin Dibure. When does Rav Yosef say that we don't say Palgin Dibure? So it's in the case of Pleiner, Ivan, and Yetzeni. Masha'inkin here, it's like two Eidim saying that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and the same Eidim saying that Yehuda borrowed $1,000 from Levi. It's two separate agodas. One has nothing to do with the other. So even Rav Yehuda would agree that we say Palgin and Dibura. This is what he says. Shadai nado vakosh amayu palgin dibura vonen lukabu leive shuchayu leive vloik avi orev ki isom rav popil meima uchvohik shokin rav rai vitzal atzmei vitirzo mitshveiso vavameshe kosa vishetanei seyem vishdiroi nachei nami yofe kilu shintanei seyem vikra alboye voyo orev teyem loy rafti meilom amayu mehem lukabu leive vloy lukabu orev ואפילו למען דלוי פוליק דיבורי וכו העידים שאומרו מעידים עונה ברובים שיהיו לו לשימן מונה או רבים עונה ונמצוק חייבים אצל רבי מי לא ימהם נלגה בשימן ואיך אמרים עליו בשער ועוזו מי יכניס עורף לזה שיהיו לך אחר ואידס לוי ודאי ואידס לוי ודאי אחס בפני עצמו ואהבוסי של רבי אידס אחרס אותו משום לתוך כדי דיבור העידו וניפסלון הרי אידס מחלקת בשני בני אודמי אלא ודאי להעמידו בשביל ניסיון ואידס עידים ביקר על בויה כמו שפירש בעולם לא יזר ואוסלם בוודאי פסולים לזה וכשיום לזה ולא בויה מפלג דיבורי כל שכון למי וקיימו לפלגינו כדי והרי וזר. So he says coach, in other words, because in the case of Eid al-Boye, so even Alibe, the Rav Yosef, who doesn't say Palgin and Dibure by Pliny Rivan, let's say, but here he would say, because it's two separate agodas altogether. Avoma. So he agrees with that, so the Ramban agrees with the Ravitz Lomdes in regard to the case of Eid al-Boye, that there we cannot apply the Aloche of Yiddish Bot Mitzvah Sabbat Kulo, but he is still Chelik on the Raive. Aber Ma She Pireish, Kigen She Eidu, Kigen She Eidu, Eilu Eidim Shaloi Pora, Lepidaiti, Chilufin Advorim, Vehoche, Vishita Niseyen, Bipiroin Achiv, Kigen She Hoya Limal Veshta Kosher Aleyen, Vealolu Teinin Poranu, Vehevi Eilu Eidim She Pora, Shimnamen Eisom Laleive, Lifter Avore, Potter, the Efshal Chai Vezevu Ifter Azel Eilom, the Sober of Popeli Meimar Kim the Hashte, Mal Valley the Levi Kose, who the date of it, the Sada the Chaikim and a Patrin Lei, the Misan Oreboche, the Namel Rose Sade, Lei Vepora, Omale Ravune, Ilesel Lei Velabos Ravos, Bechim Shechein, Hashte Posato Mishibuli, the Kalei Alpikrevim, Hilka Kochim Teledus. So he is Chelik and the Raius Psham. And he holds that in the case of the Raivet of Eidi Doye of Loipora, so then we could be Mikabel Deides. We could be Mikabel Deides. Why could we be Mikabel Deides? But Palgin and Dibure we couldn't say in such a case, in the case of the Raivet, where the Halvoye by Reuven from Shimon and the Arves by Levi is established. But the question is, was there a Doye by Reuven that it wasn't paid, that it didn't pay? So there we couldn't say Palgin Dibura split Agode. What could we say? That he did not pay to Shimon the debt, but Levi paid. I mean, that's impossible. So we couldn't say Palgin Dibura. But what could we say Palgin Amones? So this is what Rav Popper said. But Rav Huni Rav Shure said, no, we do not say Palgin and Amonis. Why? Because Eidish Shabbat Mekzoso, but Lekula. So the Ramban is Chilik. Why is the Ramban Chilik? Apparently, the Ramban apparently agrees with Rav Chaim Svore, what Rav Chaim says in the Ramban, that where it's an Indian of Palgin and Amonis, so then we do not apply the Aloha of Eidish Shabbat Mekzoso, but Lekula. Because then, vis-a-vis one person, we accept the whole Agode, it's not bottle at all. And vis-a-vis the other person, we don't accept the Agode, so it's not an Indian of Eidish Shabbat Mekzoso, but Lekula. So that's the reason as to why the Ramban is Chilik and the Raivitz Pshat in the Gemara of Ilovi Tovieh. So whereas the Raivet does not agree with Rav Chaim Svore, so apparently the Ramban in Lachames agrees with Rav Chaim Svore. He agrees with Rav Chaim Svore. So what's the pshat? So what's the pshat of the Ramban in the Gemara Lutuvye? That the Eidim are Eidi Piroi. Now the Alvoy and the Orves was established. That's not contested. But then, when Shimon claimed $1,000 from Reuven, so Reuven claims, I paid you the $1,000. And then he produced Eidim, Iluye Vituvye, who testified that they saw how Reuven paid up the $1,000. But these Edim are Richeikim to Reuven and Shimon. They are craving to Levi. They are craving to Levi. So Rav Kope held it first that we can accept the Edis. In other words, so what would be the result of accepting the Edis? So then, like this, now Shimon produces Ishtar. So Ishtar will be other my boy. But if they are Edim, so the Shtar itself is a Yechoche, that it wasn't paid yet, because Shtar will be all of my body. But Shimon, the Malve, produced Edim, Yeruye Vituvye, who testified that it was paid. So Rav Kope held, we accept the Edim, some in Mele, we don't collect from Reuven, because the Edim testify that Reuven paid already. So Rav Huni Parit Rav Yeshua said, no, we cannot accept, we cannot be Mikabu Da'agode of Yeruye Vituvye and Pater Reuven from paying. Why? Because it's one Edes against Levi, the Oref too. And as to him, they are craving. So in Melee, it becomes but. Why couldn't we say Palgin and Monis here? Why couldn't we say Palgin and Monis here? So we have to say, because here there is also a stire, not the same kind of stire that there is in plenary in Lidvarecho Akumatov, but there is another kind of stire, because here the Alvoy and the Orves were established. There is no doubt about it. The question is, did Reuven pay the $1,000 to Shimon or not? Edim who are Rechekim to Reuven and Shimon testify that he paid. So according to their Agode, if Reuven paid, so Reuven doesn't owe a penny. And how about Levi? If Reuven doesn't owe, how could Levi, who is an Orev, who admittedly is an Orev, so how could he be? I mean, Levi's liability is based upon the liability of Reuven. If Reuven paid, if we accept the Haggadah of Yeruye Vituvye vis-a-vis Reuven, that he paid, how could there be a liability of an Orev? I mean, it wouldn't make sense. So Mele, there would also be to say Palgin and Emunis here. You see, in the Ravitz case, there is no repugnancy in Palgin and Emunis, because in the Ravitz case, so the Edim testify that Reuven was made at Loipor. So in other words, if we say Palgin and Emunis, so that means that Levi is Chayev and Levi is Potter. So there is no repugnancy, because there is no stire in Reuven being chayev and in Levi not being chayev. There is no stire in that. Masha'in came in the case of the Ramban, where the Edim are Edim Piroye. So if we say Palgin and Emunis, so then it will mean, and the Edim are Rechekim to Reuven and Shimon, so we accept the Haggadah of Yeruye Vituvye vis-a-vis Reuven and Shimon. What does it mean? So we accept the Haggadah that Reuven paid up the debt. Reuven is Potter. There is no debt. And then, and vis-a-vis Levi, the Orev, they are craving. We don't accept it. So Levi is Chayev as an Orev when the principal debtor is Potter. So that's a stira when they obey. In the Ravitz case, if we say Palgin and Emunis, there is no stira. So that's why. But the Ravitz, why does the Ravitz say that we don't, that Rav Huni Parit Rav Yeshua said that we're not Mikabel Deides because of Eidei Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Kulo, but otherwise the Rav Huni Parit Rav Yeshua would also say Palgim and Emunis, and there is no stira, there is no repugnancy. Mashenkin in this case, so Rav Huni Parit Rav Yeshua says that we cannot Mikabel Deides because there is a stira in that body, in Palgim and Emunis. There is a repugnancy. So we cannot say we accept the Haggadah of Yeruye Vituvye in respect to Reuven and Shimon, that Reuven paid up the debt, Reuven is Potter, there is no more Chayiv, but in relative to Levi Dorev, there is a Chayiv. After all, the whole liability, the whole his Chiyuv of Levi is based upon the principle indebtedness. What does Orev mean? Orev means I am responsible for the Levi's Chiyuv. Now, if we accept the Agode of Yeruye Vituvye vis-a-vis Reuven and Shimon, that means there is no principal liability. That was paid up. How could there be a liability by an Oreb, which is a secondary liability, which is based upon the principal liability of Ruvin. So there is a stira. So maybe we cannot say Palgin Lemones. Not because, so you see, according to the Ravitz Pshat in the Gemara, so the reason as to why Rabbuna Prit Rabbi Shue said we cannot be Mikabel is because of Eidish Bot Mitzvah Sebot Bekulo. According to Ramban's Pshat, it's not because of Eidish Bot Mitzvah Sebot Bekulo, but because there is a stira in the Palgin Lemones. So we see from these Rishenim, we see that whether we apply the principle of Nimtzeach Mekor L'Posel, Eidus Kulam Ptula, we apply to a case of Palgin Lemones or not, so according to the Ravid, we do apply it. According to the Ramban, we don't apply it. Alright, now the cases. Now we didn't finish the Gemara, I think, or active. First let's learn, finish after the mission. Horaktiv agunut in os. Maishne horaktiv u maishne agunut. So Rabbi Yudah says, if one says horaktiv, so then he's not lemon, she cannot get married to anyone. But if he says agunut, so then she can get married. Omar Rabbi Yudah, so what difference does it make whether there was one ritzeach or there are two rotzrim? After all, what's the reason of Rabbi Yudah? Because he doesn't say Palgina Debura, so maybe there is a stir in his agode. He says Ritzeyachani. So Midvoro of Roshu, the Roshu Poslaides. So in the case where he says, I killed together with somebody else, there were two partners in the Ritzeyachet, so he's still a Rosh. Maishne or Aktiv, Maishne Agun. Omar Abyude, Beimer Ani or Yisim Heyogo. In other words, so this Gemore implies that just as a ritzeach who kills a human being single-handedly, so is posleide, so someone who doesn't kill single-handedly but together with somebody else is also posleide. Why? Now, so suppose, let's say, two individuals kill. So it's like he ko asor mi odem asor makli. So the halacha is that they're all potter of misa. If it's he ko asor of miodom basor machlis, so they're all potter of misa. Now there's a machlikes between the Rashba and the Rambam. The Rashba shita is that when we say that he ko asor of miodom basor machlis, so they are potter only if it's he ko asor of miodom basor machlis. But suppose 10 people would take, 2 people would take. I say 2 because it's easier for 2 to take one makil than for 10. If 10 people take a makil, they probably wouldn't be able to kill anybody, not even a fly. But 2 people, so the Rashba says, if 2 would take one makil and kill the person with the same makil, then they are both chayimis. The Rashba in Bavakami says that. In Shir Shenogah Sapor. Why? Because in the case, in the sugi of Sheir Odom Shedoch Volbeir, so he says, that only Korasor of Yodom Basor Makles, so they are all Potom, he said, because they are separate Maiser Tzich. Masheikin Korasor Odom, Bimakel Echot, so it's one Maiser Tzich done by all the 10. So then they are all Chayimis. The Shittes Rambam is, the Rambam says, that even Korasor of Yodom Bimakel Echot, so they are Chayimis. So the question is, now, certainly, so why does the Gemara say Maishno or Aktiv, Maishno or Gunu? There is a very simple distinction. If it's oraktiv, so it's iko odom echod b'makel echod. But if it is agunu, so it's iko shnei b'odom b'shnei makleis. And according to the Rambam, even b'makel echod, so they're both potter. So it's not chayim mise. So it's not posleides. So there is a very simple teret. That even though he's potter of Mrs. Bezdin, but he's still a Ritzeach, and he's even a Sirtzoch, and the Rambam says, all the Rotzrim, who for one reason or another, are potter of Mrs. Bezdin, let's say here is a Trefe, or here is a Akum, or all kinds of Pturim, that they are, or Grome, he Kofur, Kofsilif Neari, who are potter of Mrs. Bezdin, but they are all Rotzrim, they are even a Sirtzoch, and they are Chayiv Misa B'Lishamayim. And it comes, the Chayiv Misa B'Lishamayim is mentioned in the Parashim Neach, of Shefa Damodom Bodom, Gomer Yishapir. So Memele, in order to be Posleides, you don't have to be Chayiv Mises Bezdin. As long as you are either lav for which there is Malkes, or Malkes there isn't here, because it's a lav shenit la zoras Mises Bezdin, but there is Mises B'di Shamayim, so it comes Posleides Mideraise. So Memele is a Rosh. So that's why the Gemara says, Maishna Araktiv or Maishna Agunu. Even Agunu, so let's say, so it's a Kua Sorob, not a Masorob Makles or Maklechot, and they are all Potter of Mrs. Bezin. But Mrs. Bishamayim, they are Chayev, so they are Rotzchim, so they are Rishoyim anyway. So Memele, a contribute, so Lidvor of Roshehu, so it shouldn't be Nemot. Omar Aviude, Beimer Ani or Yisim Hergot. So what does it mean, Beimer Ani or Yisim Hergot? In other words, he doesn't say that he participated in the act. If he participated in the act, even though he didn't participate in the act itself, but he was an accomplice, so then he would still be postulated. He's still a Ritzeach. Because Gram Ritzeche is also Chayiv Mises Shamayim. Let's say the way, you know, the gangsters act. Let's say they go in a group and one is told to stand there on guard. To stand at the door, to be on guard, to give them all the information in case they see policemen coming from far. So in such a case, so even the one who did not participate in the act itself, but is a gerim of Ritzicha, so he's also Ritzeach, so he's Chayiv Mise. But when he says, Beimer Ani or Yisim Hergov, it means, let's say he's a newspaper man or he's a television man, and he's just working with them, he doesn't help them in any way. He's just curious to see what goes on. So then he doesn't become a Ritzeach. A nice person he isn't, but a Ritzeach he doesn't become. So he wouldn't become Posleides. So Memele. So there is no still and I got it. Beim Rani or Yisemir Vatanya Omul El Rabbi Yude Maise Belistimechot Sheyotzo Lehoed Bin Gizas Kaputkiye. ויאמלם לכו אימרו לו לאין ששימם בן קיין אני הורקתי אסבי לו בכניסו סילולות ואמר לו בכניסו סילולות וישיו אסישתי וישי אסישתי אמלם משום ראי ואם רני או יסי עם הרבו ויהו ליסטים קטנה. So in other words, if he was just a newspaper man, so why is he a listing? He didn't help them in any way. He just worked with them. He just watched. The way is millions of Americans watched how President Kennedy was assassinated. I mean, he just watched. He's a nice person. So, Bim Anio, you say, Volistim Katone, Shenitvas al Vilistias. Shenitvas al Vilistias. Voyotoli Hoi Katone, Bidine de Vichovin, the Luidaikevika. In other words, so he was Yotzel Horeid because it was somebody testified that he was seen together with them. So they weren't Midaik, whether he helped them or he was just an observer. So they executed him. Anyway, you see. But Enoch Aname, he didn't participate in the act. If he did participate in the act, so then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be possible because he's a Ritzeach, even though it's only Aldegron. So Rashi says, Ani o Yisi, the Roshon of Rashi is a little strange. Rashi says, Ani o Yisi im Hergov, Aboloyu negati boy. I mean, that would tend to indicate that if he did, that as long as he didn't touch him, some mele, he's not a Ritzeach. But why, even if he doesn't touch him, if he watches at the door, and without his watching at the door, so his colleagues wouldn't carry out the murder, so then he's also a Ritzeach. So Rashi doesn't mean Davke Nugati, because Rashi couldn't visualize at all. Rashi didn't live in modern times, and Rashi didn't know of these tactics, you know, that one stands at the door. So in those days, in Rashi's days, so if somebody had any part in the murder, so he touched him, and if he didn't touch him, it means he had no role. But in a Hanami, even if he doesn't touch him, but if he has any role in carrying out the murder, so he's also a Ritzeach. So he's Posleides, so Memele Midvorov Roshel. Alright. Now let's see the Tesis. Hu v'acha mistofin lohod. Hiksha Rav Reb Chai. Di b'seif berikame di makes poruch horug v'nir v'yatzir. Mashma the whole v'niyo v'apsulim lohoi mishim saying v'hocha mashma the kosher. So the Gemara has the kash against Rabbi Yisi that even in the case of lohoi nishab lohoi, so we apply the aloha of nimtzach mikor v'posul. So every case of arike of ritziche, how can we ever carry out a din in nefoshes against the ritzeach? The whole himself is a posul. He himself is the observer, and the near by himself is a posul. So he should pass on the edis of the edi. So then he said, so the question is, why should the whole be posul? Why should the whole be posul? So he must say horug because he's a seinah. I mean, he's certainly a seinah. He couldn't be a good friend of the heretic. So mimele is posul as a seinah. And nirva, why is nirva posul? Because in other words, because the Tesis assumed that when the Gemara has the kashe nirva yatzo, the Gemara had reference to a case of a nirva beinis, not nirva birotzen. Because if it's nirva birotzen, so he's like the reveya, you see. So why does Gemara first ask nirva yatzo, then Gemara ask reveya yatzo? If the Gemara deals with the nirva beinis, so nirva couldn't, it's not the same thing as the Reveya. But if Nirva means Gerotzen, so both are Chayev Mise. So the Reveya and the Nirva are equally Chayev Mise. So why does the Gemara emphasize Nirva? So it's probably because the Gemara has reference to a case of someone who is Reveya as Chaverei Beines. So Memela, the Gemara says that the Nirva should be Matzil. Why is the Nirva apostle? Bishleim the whole is the same, but the Nirva. So the answer is Nirva Beinus is also the same. Nirva Berotzen couldn't be possible as the same because it's Berotzen, so it's not the same. But Nirva Beinus should be possible as the same. Mishim Seine Vocha Mashma the Kosher. And here, who we acham is starting plainly. Rav Yisef says plainly, vanly ainsi. Who we acham is starting the hell gate. So the Nirva himself. Is he kosher aid? Why is he kosher aid? He's possible as he said. The yesh leima, the loy mishim seine possible near vahosom. Elo binir val yotzeine ayer. So, mishim rosh possible. So, mele is possible as a rosh. But here, the aid testifies plainly, one lay, so he's not a rosh. He's an onus. So, that's why he's kosher. So, If we are dealing with why does Gemara have to change and say Revei Yatzel? We can say Nirva Yatzo. Have we must negat Nirva the Koibe Kim the Ayre with Nirva Yatzene? Elo, Mishum the Ad Ashte, Ayre Batsoras Hiri, the Reveya Mosiklo, Vorig Namelo Mishum Sine Possole or some. Elo Marab Yitzro, the Mipsum Mishum Shinase Treve, the Treve Possole. So here Tesis has just one wash. That when the Gemara says, Ho Yatzo, Nirva Yatzo, so it nirva doesn't mean mishum seine, and horog doesn't mean mishum seine either. But nirva means nirva yotzeine, it means mishum roshe, and horog means mishum treve. Horog means mishum treve. But tesis in makis is still sheine. Tesis makis. One washing in tesis makis is like tesis here. That bein nirva bein horog, so it's not on the score of seine, but nirva is on the score of roshe. And Horug is on the score of Treif. But then there's another Roshan. Nirva is on the score of Rosh. But Horug is not on the score of Treif, but on the score of Seine. And there is a difference. So why couldn't Nirva Leines also be possible as a Rosh? After all, I mean, if he was Nirva Leines, so he certainly is not a friend of the Riveya. So Teisve says there is a difference between being a victim of Ritziche. So then he's possible as a seine and a victim of Revi. A victim of Revi. What's the pshat? So the Marshal says, first of all, the Marshal has the kashi. How can Tesis say that the seine is possible? But there is a machlekes in the Mishnah, in Sanhedrin, in Perek Zebeira, as to whether he's saying he's koshalot, or he's saying he's not koshalot. So we see that he's saying he is not koshal, is not koshalitis. So the Mashal says, and the machlekes is only in regard to a diet. But ladies, he's certainly not possible. Because if he said it had been possible ladies, so then there couldn't be any question about Dionysus. So how could there be a question about Dionysus? So he says the whole Shaila there in Sanhedrin in regard to his saying it is in regard to his an ordinary saying it, not his saying it binafshe, not to his saying it who aspires to it that the other fellow whom he hates should be destroyed completely. So what he's saying is that you can be saying it without aspiring that the other fellow should be destroyed, should be killed, I mean should die. So that kind of saying is koshalitis according to everybody. Whether he's koshal dayonis, that's a machlekes. Mashenke saying moves. In other words, he's saying who aspires that the other fellow whom he hates should be destroyed completely. So that kind of saying is postulates. So Mimele, this is the pshat in Tesis Makis. Let's say, if it holds, so it's natural for a person who tries to kill another person, that the victim who sees that the other fellow is trying to kill him, that he should be saying moves of him. Lane say, of course, he dislikes him greatly. He hates him if he's a nearby. But it does not mean that he aspires, he hates him so much that he will not rest and will not have peace of mind until he'll see him dead. So that's why Tesves in one Moshe Makis distinguishes between nearby and hold. So hold, according to one Moshe Makis, so it's possible on the score of Venus, because score of Saint. Why? Because he's a Saint of Moses. Mashenke Nirva is a Saint, but not a Saint of Moses. So Mimele, he is not possible. He is not possible. But here Tesa says that even the whole is not possible, because the Saint is not possible. So Elom Rabbi Yitzchok, the Mifsel Mishor Shenasa Trefe, the Trefe possible. Why is Treif Apostolides? Where do we find such a psul? We have a psul of Roshe, we have a psul of Sume. But where do we find the psul of Treif? So that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Because if a Treif, let's say, if a Treif will be made, if a Treif will be made, and then Edim will be mazid. So, if a Treif will be made, and then there will be hazomet. So Mimele, he will. So it will be an English Yat Yochel Azimah. So Mimele, because of that, so the Edis, so the person cannot be Mikabu the Edis. So that's why. So in other words, so this is a big chiddush in this case. Yes. In other words, that even though the psul is not a psulagu, the psul is based upon the fact that it's Eilish Atiyoch Lazimo. It's not the psulagu. So we could argue that the halacha of Nitzah Echad Menkor of Apostle Yusuf Tulo is only Shayach when there is a psulagu. Masha'inkin, in this case, where the psul originates in the halacha of Eilish Atiyoch Lazimo, because it's, you cannot be mazin, you cannot meet out the Eilish of Azomeh, some Meile. The halacha of Nimtza Korvei Pusul, it's not that the Gavri is Pusul, it's just that we cannot meet out the Eidish of Hazome. So maybe you cannot be Mikabu the Eidish, but it's not the Pusul Aguv, it's not that the Gavri is Pusul. So maybe the halacha of Nimtza Korvei Pusul doesn't apply, and that's probably the reason as to why the other Rishonim refused to explain the Gemara that way on the score of Treife. So the other pshatim. So one pshat in Tesis in Makis is underscore that hog is possible because underscore of Seine. because you say the Moves is the Mashal explained it. Another Loshin in the Shemim in Teitzves is there that hold this possible and it's called Baldovo, and that's difficult. What kind of a Baldovo is he? The Hirig is a Baldovo, because he becomes Chayav Mise. But the Hulk is not a Baldovo, it's not like Halvoye. So the Malve and the Leive are both valid Voye, because the Chiyuv Moven is to the Leive, and is to the Malve. So the Levi, Mashenkin here, the Chiyuv Misa of Ritzayach is not to the Hulk. He is not Chayiv Misa to the Hulk. He is Chayiv Misa Lashamayim. He is Chayiv Misa's best Lashamayim. Because of the Avera of Misirotzoch. So why should the Hulk be Baldova? Anyway, there is one motion in Tesis in Makis that the Hulk is possible to Levi as a Baldova. The Hulk is possible to Levi as a Baldova. When we learned the Sanhedrin, so I explained that Loshin Teisves, how can the whole be considered a Baldovo? So it's not on the score of the Chiyuv Mise of Ritzicha, because that Chiyuv Mise of Ritzicha is like the Chiyuv Mise of Ibn Abizor, of Michal Shabbos, of Baal Shishish. So it's a Chiyuv Mise's best Lashamayim. It has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with the whole. The whole happens to be the Gavre with whom the Avir of Ritzicha was done. But it's not a Chiyuv Misa to him, but by Ritzicha, besides the Chiyuv Misa's Bezdin, there is also a Halochi of Gil Adam. So in other words, even those who are not Chiyuv Misa's Bezdin, but the Gil Adam has a right to kill him. So what is the Gil Adam? The Gil Adam means the next of kin, the nearest, the closest relative. So Memele, the Hog himself certainly has a din of a Gil Adam. Let's say, suppose someone, let's say, would shoot another person, and he's still alive, and he's going to be alive for another 5 minutes. But that Ritzicha was already done. But we know that he cannot survive for more than 5 minutes. Let's say a few bullets penetrated into the heart of the victim, and he's still alive, he's against his mifarches, but he's going to die. So Memele, if that victim would kill, let's say, the Ritzeach, who already killed him, so he wouldn't be even a Nisa Ritzicha, because he would have the same din as a Gil Adam. If his brother would kill, let's say, the Ritzeach, so he would be potter of Mise. So the Hog himself, so that Chiyuv Mise to the Gil Adam, that is a Baldovo. In regard to the Chiyuv Mise for the Avera of Ritzicha, so that's like a Chiyuv Mise of Ibn Abizore. It has nothing to do with the Hog. He's not a Baldovo. Mashein Kein, the other Chiyuv Mise to the Gil Adam. So only the Gil Adam has a heta to kill certain Rotzchim, and not anyone else. So the Gil Adam is a Baldovo. So Memele, the Hog himself should also have the same status as the Gil Adam. But in the usual case, it's Lachayach to say that he has a din of a Gil Adam, because once he is dead, he cannot kill, he cannot do anything. But suppose, let's say, he's still alive and he's going to die from the Ritzicha any minute, so then he might have the same status as the Gil Adam. So because of that, it's considered a Baldovo. So anyway, so why didn't all the other Rishonim who explain the psuleides of Holuk and the score of Seinei, and it's a big chiddush that is Seinei Moves is psuleides, I mean it's not mentioned in the Gemara, or on the score of Baldovo, which is also a chiddush, why can't they all explain on the basis of Treife, as the Rishonim says? The answer is because they hold, here the Gemara is asking, that because of the Yitzhak called the apostle, so the whole idea should be bottle. So they hold, when is the chayach to apply the Alochim called apostle when there is a psuagu? Mashenkin here, there is no psuagu. So maybe we cannot say Yitzhak called the apostle. So that's why they have to explain it on the score of other psuim. But the rishite is that even the psu of treife, which is not a psuagu, so also comes within the halacha of Yitzhak called apostle. Because of the name, the behold, like the name, ואין לך נעמי שיעצר בהכרי והכוס ומקובי ומקום מוקם מניר במי פורך וחיתם לו במיר ונעמי ועוד השם ובסל עברן היה בסביחו ממש שרובי so there is a special חיוב חטוס חנה מיר מקורס אבל ניסה לא ישקי ניסה לא ישקי
Shu Tzadik Ches and Yivamos, Hei Siman Hei Tov Shalom Evav, is June 3rd, 1976, on Thursday.
It assumes that the Rambam is Chilik and the Raivet. That whereas it comes to the Raivet, so Baal Bishtei involves only the Psul of Baldovo, not of Korev. So according to the Rambam, so Baal Bishtei does not involve the Psul of Baldovo, but Korev, because the Rambam says, Baal Bishtei Rishin Berishin. So because of that, he has the kasha. So why do we say plainly ba'alish the palvino the bure? We should say yiddish about mitzvos about the kulo. So Rav Chaim gives a teretz in the sefer because it's two edus, and we only say yiddish about mitzvos about the kulo when it's one edus, like the Yerushalmi of akis nochos shnim neodom. So the lashon Rambam is edus achas because it's one matonic. So to both, but. But by the case of Pleini Bo Alishti, So it's two Eides. One Eides is against the Pliny, and the other Eides is against the Ishtay. So Mimele, two the Eides against Ishtay is Vodo, but that does not affect the Eides against the Pliny. Now, it's not so simple. I mean that the Shittas, that the Rambam is completely Chelik and Raivet. Now let's see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that's the main sugya of Balgin of the Gemara. I mean together with the Gemara in Yevamos. So there the Gemara mentions the machlekes, the aftes, on the base, and Yudam and Aleph, the machlekes between Rav Yosef and Rav. So by Pliny Rivan Leinsi, so even Rav Yosef says, Uvacham is Tafel Rav. But by Pliny Rivan Leinsi, so Rav Yosef said, Roshehu, Vatirom Altoshes Yot, Altoshes Roshehu, and Rav says, Odom Korevitz El Atzmei, Ven Odom Meisim Atzmei Rosh. You know, Meis Vatzmei Rosh. So then, why does Rove have to mention it twice? So the Gemara says, Mao detain. Odom Korev itzel atzmei amrinon. Itzel ishtei lo yamrinon komashvelon. So Rashi says, Rove had to tell us the same aloha of Balgina de Bura Ligabe, the case of Pliny Baalishti. Because if Rome had only told us the aloha of Balgina de Bura Ligabe, the case of Pliny Revan Liatzeni, I would say, in the case of Pliny Revan Liatzeni, so who vachia mitstarfin, lo harigesa Pliny, of course not la harigesa Atzni. Mashink, in the case of Pliny Baalishti, so Rashi and Tesis explain, if Rove didn't tell us, I would say that in the case of Pliny Baalishti, so not only is Hu Ve'achem Mitztarfin Lahor Gei, but Hu Ve'achem Mitztarfin Lahor Go too. Beichat Eisei, how can he serve as an aid against his own wife? Against his own wife, it's mentioned explicitly in the Mishneh that a Baal is possible Lahor Yidlishti. So Rashi says as follows: Mauritain Odom Korev Hainach Mauritain Odom Korev Itzel Atzmei Amrinon Eitzel Ishtelo Yamrinon Isko Mashmelon. So Eitzel Ishtelo Yamrinon Odom Korev Liyem Palginon Dibure Vihoyelu Mehemen Ahu Dibure Limiktele Nechavre Liktele Namele Dido. So Inachaname, if the husband testifies just against his wife, then it goes without saying that we cannot accept his testimony. But in this case, where he testifies against the plaintiff, who is a stranger, and against his wife, so since he's kosher aligabi the stranger, so he should be kosher, I would say, that he should be kosher aligabi ishtitu. So komashmelon, that's the big chidesh by Rove, that we are not mikabel the eides ligabi ishtitu. And Tesis also explains the Gemara that way. Afal gavdi mas nisni bizebeire the baal ki ishtel in eides salgnai toch hoche di machmas mige di mehemon lehergei mehemon lehoga mehemon lehergei mehemon lehoga. Like Rashi, that's very strange pshat. Meicha Tesis, how could we have such a salgnai toch that just because we are mikabel in eides Ligabei the plainly, so we should be mikabel the eides ligabei his wife too. Now the Raivet explains it just in the reverse. He says because the Raivet chita is that when we say palginon dibure, where it doesn't have a shemedes altogether. But if someone will say plainly balachesi shehiyesh shish, so then we don't say hu v'achir mitztarfin. Why? Because in as much as he is possibly Gabe, his sister, is he correct? So we say but lakulo. And the only reason is why by Pliny Revan Letzeni, so we don't say Shivot Mitzvot lakulo, because he doesn't even have a Shemedes. And by Pliny Baalishti, again, for the same reason, he doesn't have a Shemedes. It's not a possible Eides. It's no Eides at all, because Ishtiki Gufe, so he's Baldovo. So he explains the Gemara as follows. Heinach, why does Rove have to tell us twice? So, Mao di Teime, Odom Korevis Latzme Amrino. that when one testifies against himself, then it's baldovo. So the mele we can say palgina de bura. So but because we can say Elish wasn't testifying to kula because he doesn't have a shemaydes. But it's lish de leyamrinon. But it's lish de we don't say that he's, there is identity of personality and legabish de is considered baldovo. But legabish de is only correct. So it's like plainly balachesi. So maybe we should say in the Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Lekulo. So even Ligabi the plainy day they should be bottled. So Kamash Melon that Ligabi Ishte it's not Koreb, it's Baldovo. So maybe we don't say in the Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Lekulo. So of course the Raivis Pshat is we can understand very well. But Rashi and Teisves. So the Gemara had this Alkedaitoch that since we are Mikabel day, since he's Kosher Gabi plainy, he should be Kosher Gabi the wife. All right. So that's strange. But this lechol apoches is only in regard to his alkedaito. But Rashi and Teisves and the Rambam apply the same lomdes, not according to the alkedaito of the Gemara, but only with emes. Now then, the boy Rove, plainly Rove Ashei Roma, Shori Emad. Suppose he comes to Bezin and he says that this person was Reveya Maishem. So it's Baal Behemo, Reveya Sa Behemo. So the plane is Chayiv Mis. So, Ma. So what is it? Mi Amrino Adam Korevitz Latzmei, Vino Adam Korevitz Lomamenei, or Ibilmo Amrino Adam Korevitz Lomamenei. Bosa de Bayo, Oda Pashte, Odom Korevitz Latzmei, Vino Adam Korevitz Lomamenei. So Rashi explains it, and the Rambam explains it the same way. So both of the bayu had the pashto of the korevitz latzmi and korevitz lomameni. Now it's ligabi ishte we only had is alkedaitoch. Maybe it's a lishte loyamrino. But aliba demes. So we say odom korevitz lishte and he is a baldovo. So he is a baldovo only ligabi ishte is considered a baldovo, but ligabi sheila is not considered a baldovo. So mimele. So this is how the Ravid explains it. So the Ravid says, Odom Korovitz Latzmi, Vinom Korovitz Lomameni. So we consider him a Baldovo Ligabi Ishte. So Mimele is who the Acher is Mistar Fin Lihoge, Lihogo, Mashinki Ligabi Sheire. So we don't say Odom Korovitz Lomameni. So Mimele, the whole Edis is bottled. So we say, so even Ligabi Plaini. Even like Abi Plaini, it's also bottle. This is how the Ravid explains. Now the question is, why? Because he's not about the law. So he's not about the law. So mele a shemedes it has, but the posalades. But the question is, bishleime Plaini boalachisi. So the psulades is correct, but Plaini boal sheiri, Plaini rova sheiri. Someone efshach. The one psul that we could understand. Al piasvore is baldovo, because when one testifies against his mummy, so there is a certain identification between the owner and the mummy. So Mimele is considered a baldovo. He's considered a baldovo. But he's not a baldovo, because if he had been a baldovo, so then we wouldn't apply the law of his sponsors of kulo. So what's the pshat? That there is no real identity between a person and his mummy. There is no identity. So Mimele, there is no Psula Baldovo. So if there is no Psula Baldovo, so you should be kosher or eat. So you should be kosher, you should admit the testimony Ligabi the plane and Ligabi the Sheya. What kind of Psula is it? Korev? Since when is an owner a Korev of the Sheya? What kind of a Korev is he? Rishon Brishon? What kind of a Korev is he? With the Sheya. So why is it possible? So the Mir in Sanhedrin says, in new psul, he says, because of the aloche, kimisas abaylin kachmisas asheya. So memele, so it's a special aloche. So in other words, since he's posul lehoid against himself, so memele is posul lehoid against his sheya too. But that's a new psul. It's not a psul of baldova. Because if it had been a psul of baldovo, so he wouldn't apply the aloche of Eidah Shepot Nos Mekulo. So it's a new psul. It's a new psul. In other words, it's one is posul lehoid al momen. One is posul lehoid al momen, but it's not the same psul as al atzme. Al atzme is baldovo, but al momen, it's another psul. Some of Mele, is Shem Eides it has. Some of Mele, you say, Eides Shabbat Mekzoso, but Lakul. Alright. So that's the Raivet Shitty. But Rashi and the Rambam, they say the other way. In other words, you see, the Raivet explains it that way because he explained the Hadith Al Gedaitoch of the Dimorali Gabi Plini Baal Ishti that way. So Mele, he explains this Alibidemis that way. Mashainkin Rashi explained the Salgadaitoch of the Gemorali Gabi Ishti in the other way, in the reverse way. That Salgadaitoch Amine, Maritaimo, the Mkorevitz, Latzme Amrinon, it's a Lishte Loy Amrinon. So Mele should be Nemon, Ligabe, the Ishti too, and we should be hearing the Ishti also. So over there, it's only Salgadaitoch, Kamashmo, no. But here, it's Alibidemis. So in other words, Bosa the Bayo the Pashto the Korovitz Latvino Kerovitz Mamene. So Mamele, if he says, Plaini Rova Sheiri, so both get Misa. The Plaini gets Misa and the Sheiri also gets Misa. So Rashi has the Kashe. But, we say in Tmure, Reveya Uniova, Hoda Pashte. The Loy Amrinon calls the Mamele in Palgin Tmure, Vashir Yisokir. Vichi Amrinon, Bitmure, Reveya Uniova, Pia Bailey Mosal, Reveya Umuta Lehedia, Dein Niskal. So in other words, so if the owner himself says my share is a niova, so Mimele, he's also like a veya, he cannot be used as a cop because a niova is possibly misbeach. But me say we don't give the share. Why? Because the share cannot be get me say on the basis of the testimony by the baili. But here we say the ohoda pashte of the coastal menu at the coastal menu, he gives me say to the share too. So he says, "Hane milei chedlo yidu la bailim ala reveya miu oyu yidu velo hoyo icheni imoem avol hochedi gavre miktal al pibal ashei alo ipalgin on dibure mishumon." So he says that is only if the bailim testifies just against his shei, not against the plane. So then we say he cannot testify; he's post loyit an shei. But here he testified not only against the Sheira, he testified against the Pliny too. So Mimela, we can be Mikabel, the his Aides and his Sheira too. What kind of a din is it? And that's the Shita Saramba. That's the Shita Saramba too. The Gedveis Milches Aides. Haloche beis. Einer dem Nifsal ba avir al piatzmi. Keitzat ha reishe boli bezden vama shikona af rikozlo hiu ba beribis af al pishe vshalo al piatzmi einem Nifsal. Vichein im ino dem Islats vrosh. Vichein im oma ar sheochel nivelo ibo al asuro einem Nifsal at shiyu shom shnei edim shino dem Islats vrosh. Lificho chuvin sheid olof shimen shiyu ba beribis veid li vivoma li hiu ba beribis. So that's palgino de bura, that's the gemore in Zebere. So in other words, if Shimon is made, that Reuven is a Malve Beribis, and then Levi joined Shimon, that Reuven is a Malve Beribis, and he said, "I am the person to whom he was Malve Beribis." So we say Palgin and Bure. In regard to Levi's testimony, we say we accept the part that Reuven was Malve, but Levi said that the Levi was himself. Levi himself was a Levi. So that we don't accept. Hari Ruvi Nifsa be the Shimon Velevi, Afal Pi Shehi, Ari Hei, the Levi Shalom Beribis, and the Mace Matsmi Roshi. We never know Ruvi, we never know Atsmi. Vichei, Mishei, Chaplaine Rev, Roboy. Bain Bain Se Shal Niova, Bain Bertene, who we Acham is Starfil Hogi. Plaine Baalishti, who we Acham is Starfil Hogoy. Avaloy Hogo. Vichein Kokayetsebese. Plaine Rova Esheri. Who we acha mitstalfin leher gay? She inodam korevitz lamein. So she inodam mitkorevitz. So in other words, so he's nemon on the shells. Omar Avrom in Amforshim Atevim Yeshem Forshim she pleni roba sheiri she gam oreveya in nerag. Lifi she eidi snog al sheiri dol palginon dibure. Vi gam al sheiri nischam lohi. Uch sheim she nemon al sheiri kach in nemon al oreveya. De eidi she botlo mikzoso But local. So that's the Raivis Pshat. But the Rashi's Pshat and the Rambam is just the other way. That we say, Odom Korevitz Latzmi Amrinon Itzil Sheirei lo yamkinon. So mimele, the shei also gets missed. The shei also gets missed, and it's mashma. So in other words, the Rambam explains the Gemara of Pliny Rov al Sheiri like Rashi. So if he explains the Gemara of Pliny Rov al Sheiri like Rashi, so it is obvious that the Rambam explained the Gemara the Salkedai Toch Mao Di Teime Odom Korev it's Latzme Amrinon it's Lishtel Amrinon also like Rashi. I mean, it's Tolu Sebeze. So you have to understand, I mean, Rashi Slomdes, how could there be Salkedai Toch that just because he's kosher legabi the plainy, so he should be mikabel the edus legabi his wife, and that's in the Salkedai Toch, and legabi sheo, you have to understand a little bit emes. So it seems to me, I mean, it's not like Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim takes it for granted that the Rambam is chelik and derive it altogether. The derive is chelik and derive it altogether, and the Rambam holds that Baal Beishte is not a Baldom. Actually, the Raivet has a Mishnah Miforeshes that Baal Beishte is considered a Baldom. Because the Mishnah in Zebera says that a Baal is posleides midaraisi to the brother of his wife. Why? What kind of a color is he? Because Ishte Kigufi. So Mimele, his brother-in-law, as he's called in English, brother-in-law, so it's alpidin like that. He's considered a brother-in-law. Why is he considered a brother-in-law? Because he's taking gufe. So there is identity of personality between him and his wife. So mainly the wife's brother, alpidin, is considered as his brother. So if, let's say, two brothers are rishim rishim, so mainly the brother-in-law is also rishim rishim. So that is all well if we say, like the Raivet, that the Baal Beishte himself is possible as a Baal Dovo. So mele, we have an extension of that concept in the Mishneh, that since the Baal to his wife is a Baal Dovo, so mele to his wife's brother is considered like a Kohen, like a Rishon LeLishon. But if we say, but according to the Rambam, the way Reb Chaim assumes, that according to the Rambam, there is no Baal Dovo. So if he is no Baal Dovo to his wife, how could it be considered as a korev to his wife's brother? So from that it's a raya, from that Mishnah it's a raya that Baal Beishte is possible as a Baal Dovo, because there is identity of personality. So the mele to his wife's brother, he is a korev. His wife's brother is a korev. Then in Rashi certainly agrees with the Rambam's Raivet Shite. Keisves does not have to agree with the Raivet Shite, but Rashi has to agree with the Raivet Shite, because where is the mocking of the Raivet? This concept that there is a distinction between an aid who has a shem aid but a posel aid, like Ikore Viroshe, and then one who does not have a shem aid altogether. So the mocking of the Raivet is the Gemore in Makkes Davov. When the Gemara has the Kasha, according to Rav Yesi, that we say Nimtzach Menkorov Apostle, it is Kulam Ptulo, even if Loin is Ham Lohoyit, so how can we visualize? We can Nifoshe Smise. So every case of Ritziche, of Nifoshe, of Edes in Ritziche, so the whole Yatzil and the Hereg Yatzil, so what the Gemara say? Ki Osel Ikam in Rove Omalei, so Hereg Yatzil, Reveya Yatzil, Ishtek. So how does the Raivet explain it? In other words, when do we apply the law of Nimtzach Mekorov Apostle to some Tulo? That is, if he has a Shemait, but a Poselet, like he called it, when he testifies against himself, the Heirik is an aid against himself, he doesn't even have a Shemait. He's the Baal Dovo. So that's the pshat. Yokum davar mimkai midavar kosem midaber. So then he has a shemeid, but a shemeid posel. Masheink in the hearing the reveya, he's a baldovar. He doesn't have a shemeid. He doesn't have a shemeid. But teisves. According to teisves, there is no mokia for that halacha, because teisves has another pshat in this gemara. And according to teisves, mimkai midavar kosem midaber means only an idagode, not an idriya. So meaning there is no kashe. Hearing yatzel reveya yatzel. It was only an idriya. So according to Tei says there is no mokia, but Rashi appears to explain the Gemara of Bintami Rabbit Babi like the Raivet here in Makkah. Yokum Domok Sir Baal Kosh, also we call on Kishnaim, Daino Eidin, Avaloi Beisi Adov, also Rashi spells it out. So we see that there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. There is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis, and that deen, whether there is a distinction between an aid who is an aid and whose agode has a chalishem agode, but it's possible, and one whose agode does not even have a chalishem agode. So that's Rashi's shite. So why doesn't Rashi explain the Gemara in Sanhedrin like Raivet? He agrees with the basic principle of Raivet. The basic principle of Raivet. So we have to say in Rashi and the Rambam, of course Tesis shite is not like that. Tesis is definitely chilek on the whole principle of the Raivet, that Baal Pgishte is a Baal Gavon. But Rashi, I think that Rashi and the Rambam agree with the principle of the Raivet, that Baal Kishte is a Baal Gavon. But there is one difference between the Raivet and between the Raivet and Rashi. According to Raivet, so whenever somebody testifies against himself, so the Gavre does not have a Shemait. The Gavre does not have a Shemait. According to Rashi and the Rambam, so it's not that the Gavre, when somebody testifies against himself, so the Gavre does not have a Shemait. He doesn't have a Chalei Shem Agode. As a matter of fact, the Raivet even mentions the Loshen, do I have a Agode? Elohidoi. In other words, according to Rashi, so when a person testifies against somebody else, then it has a Chalei Shem Agode, that's testimony. But when a person testifies against himself, then he does not have a Chalei Shem Agode. It's not testimony, it's a confession. That's a confession. That's the Loshen of the Raivet. Do I have a Agode, Elohidoi? So even the Raivet mentions it. But the Raivet holds that because of the fact that a testimony against himself does not partake of the character of testimony, but it partakes of the character of confession. So Memele, against himself, he cannot have a Chalei Shem Eid, according to Rashi and the Rambam, no. He could have a Shem Eid, even if he testifies against himself, but he doesn't have a Chalei Shem Agode. Hagode means when you testify against someone else, then it has a Chalei Shem Agode. But when you testify against yourself, then it's a confession. It's a Idoi. It doesn't have a Chalei Shem Agode. But if for some reason the testimony that also involves a testimony against himself has a Chalei Shem Agode, so Memele you will have a Shemaito. So Memele, that's Rashi Shite. So Rashi Shite is that in the case of Sheir, so what's the psul of Sheir of testifying? Why do we say that Riva Vinir Val Piatzme is also Legaveya? Umutal Hedit. He's in an Iraq. Why is he in an Iraq? Because Bezin cannot meet out Misa against the Sheir on the basis of the testimony by the Baili. Because the Agode by the Bailim is a Idoi. It doesn't have a Chalei Shem Agode. And after all, in order to meet out Misa, in order to execute the Sheir, so there must be Agode Seidi. And when the Bailim testifies against the Sheir, that the Sheir is a Reveya, so then it doesn't have a Chalei Shem Agode. It has a Chalei Shem Idoi. Not Agode. So that's only if the testimony is exclusively directed against the Sheir. But if the testimony is directed not just against the Sheir, but against the Pliny and the Sheir, vis-à-vis the Pliny, it certainly partakes of the character of Agode. It doesn't partake of the character of Idoye vis-à-vis the Pliny. When he comes to Bezin and says, Pliny rova Sheir. So it's one Agode that is directed against the Pliny and against his own Sheir. So vis-à-vis the Pliny, it has a Chalei Shem Agode. So Memele, it has a Chalei Shem Agode even vis-à-vis the Sheir too. and once it has a Chalei Shema Godeh, so it can have a Shemeid too. The reason is why it doesn't have a Shemeid, because the Agodeh is no Agodeh, the Agodeh is a confession. But here, when the Agodeh is directed against the Pliny and the Sheah, so it has a Chalei Shema Godeh, so maybe it's an A too. That's the difference between the Raivet and Rashi. Rashi, the Raivet Chita is that it doesn't even it can't even have a Chalei Shemeid. And according to Rashi, the only reason as to why it doesn't have a Chalei Shemeid, because the Agodah is not an Agodah Seides, it's a Idoye. But if for some reason it has a Chalei Shema Agodah, because the same Agodah is directed against the Pliny and the Sheah, so Mimele has a Shemeid. So Mimele, he has a Shemeid. So Mimele, there is no psul. No, so then you'll ask. So then you'll ask, the same thing should be true of Pliny Rivani Liatzeni also. So if you look in the Lashon of Rashi, whether it's Rashi Yivomes, or Rashi in Ksuves, there in the Sugi of Eidim Shomuk Sagrenuze, or Rashi in Sanhedrin, in several places, so you'll see that Rashi emphasizes in the Gemara of Odom Korevitz Latzmei. Rashi emphasizes v'korev posuleides bein l'teivo bein l'ro, and it's even emphasized, it's even more explicit. It's mashma from the lashon of Rashi that when a person testifies against himself, it involves the psul of korev, and that's not unreasonable, because two brothers are craving, what are they, rishon rishon? Why shouldn't a person vis-a-vis himself have a din of rishon rishon? Why not? He's more than a rishon rishon. He's himself, but it's yesh b'chol masayim money. I'm using it as a militia. I mean the expression yesh b'chol masayim money. So in other words, so from Rashi it's mashma that every baldovo has the psul of korev. Every baldovo has the psul of korev because he is a rishon rishon. I mean, if there could be a higher degree of relation of korev than rishon rishon, then I would say it's more than that, but that's the highest degree of kuvve, the highest degree of kuvve. So why should a person, in relation to himself, be less of a korev than in relation to his brother? His brother is a korev of his brother. Why? Because his brother has the same father and the same mother. He himself has the same father and the same mother as himself. So why shouldn't he be? So why shouldn't he be considered as a korev of rishon rishon, of a rishon rishon? So, and that's, and Rashi emphasizes it in every place. So he says, the Odom Korev Itzlatz may be Korev Posleides. But if we are going to assume, as Reb Chaim assumes, that here it's not Korev, that it is, I mean, of course, the Raivet Shiti is like that. So, but that it's not Korev is Baldovo. So why does Rashi say be Korev Posleides? Who is concerned of what bearing is the fact that Korev is Posleides? Here it's not Korev. The answer is no, here it's also correct, but they are two psulim. When somebody testifies against himself, if he testifies just against himself, not against the plain, so then according to Rashi, they are two psulim. First of all, Odom Korev is Latzim. He's a Korev, he's a Rishon Rishon. He's the closest Korev that one could conceive. So he's a Korev. And then, besides the psul of Korev, if he just testifies against himself, so he doesn't have the Chalei Shema Godeh Seides, then it's a confession. It's a Idoye. It's not, he doesn't have a Chalei Shemeides. A Chalei Shemeides. But as far as that psul is concerned, the fact that he doesn't have a Chalei Shema Godeh, so it's only when the Hagodeh is directed against himself exclusively. But if it is directed against the Pliny and against himself, and vis-a-vis the Pliny, it has a Chalei Shema Godeh Seides, so Mele it has a Chalei Shema Godeh Seides, it should have a Chalei Shema Godeh Seides vis-a-vis himself too. This is what we say Ligabishere. But we don't say by Pliny Rivan Lirzeini that even he should get missing. Because by Pliny Rivan Lirzeini, according to Rashi, besides the psul of Baldovo, which is not a psul aguf, according to Rashi. You see, but according to the Raivet, so Baldovo is a psul aguf. It's such a strong psul aguf that he doesn't even have a shemeid. But it's a psul aguf. Mashein came, Mashenki called Rashi, so the psul of Baldovar Esach is not the psul aguf. It only means that he doesn't have a halishim agoda to say this. But if the same agoda is directed against the plane and against himself, so vis-a-vis the plane, he tells a halishim agoda to say this. So maybe he tells a halishim agoda to say this vis-a-vis himself too. It should have. But it also involves the psul of Korev, because after all, why should he be less of a Korev than of his brother to himself? He's certainly as close to himself as he is to his brother. He has that relationship. So Mimele is a psul of Korev too. So Mimele, we cannot be Mikabel to it as a Halishem Agode say this. Because it's one Agode against the plane, against himself. But it's a Korev. So the Rambam Shite could be the same thing, the Rambam Shite. So why does the Rambam mention Baal Bishte Rishim Rishen? Because it is for the, we have to resort to it. Because if Baal Bishte had not been a Rishim Rishen, so then when the Baal would testify against the Pleni and his wife, so then we should be Mikabel Deides against his wife too. So then you ask, so why doesn't the Rambam say Odom Biatzmei who Rishim Rishim, that he doesn't even have to say? I mean, that goes without saying. I mean, of course, how could one conceive a greater kuve than the kuve that one has to himself? He doesn't even have to say it, but like Abishte, he has to say it. It's not so obvious. So the Mele, the Rambam, so the Rambam says, plainly, Rabbi Asheri, who be acha mistaf from the whole gate, shall him call it till my main mate. Shall him call it till my main mate. So what do you mean? Should he give a shmoye? Ain't him call it till my main mate? Because, Ligabi plainly baalishti, so besides Baldovar, he's also correct. As far as Baldovar is concerned, so even by plainly baalishti, so you should be, we should be mikabel deides ligabi ishti. Because a halishim agoda it has. Because the same agoda is directed against the plane. So it has a halishim agoda because of that. Because the same agoda is directed against the plane too. So it has a halishim agoda. But it also involves the psul of Korev. So mele, we cannot be mikabel deides. Alishte. Mashein came by plane of Avashere. So ain't no Korev it's on my name. So mele, so what is the psul Baldovar? So what does Baldovar mean? There is no psul aguf of Baldovar. Baldovar only means that the agode does not have a halishim agode. But where is directed against the plane and the sheire? So then it has a halishim agode. So then we have a kabel deides even against the shear. Rabbi Chonon mentions a certain asogi on Reb Chaim on this Indian. Now, actually, this is a Jewish Rashba and the Mishnah Melech in Perek Aleph of Seite as discussion. Now, there are two Jewish Rashba. One Chuvis Rajbo is that when do we say that plainly Baal Ishti, so Palgino Dibure, so Ruvi Acher Mistalfin Lohergeya Baloy Lohogo, that is only if he says plainly Baal Ishti, he uses these words, plainly Baal Ishti. Suppose this is, I mean, on the surface it appears very strange. So the Rambam says, but if instead of saying before Bezdin, plainly Baal Ishti, he says, Ishto Zin so in plainly, then we don't say Palgin on the Boy. Then we don't say Palgin on the Boy. And from the Mirin Sanhedrin, it's also mashma like that, that shit, the same kind of shit. From the Mirin Sanhedrin. But the Rajbo spells it out, the Chuvis Rajbo. So, first of all, we have to understand this. What difference does it make? Whether he says plainly Baal Ishti or he says Ishto Zinso in plainly. I mean, what is it? An Indian of semantics? It's not even semantics. I mean, it's mamish. it's mamish the same thing. Semantics you use when it's different words, and there is a difference, a slight difference in the meaning. But here, I mean, it's a question of the order of the words. I mean, so still the Rashba says, if he says plainly baalishti, so then we say palgim the bur mitzdafin leyogei avol leyogo. But if he says ishti zin so in plainly, so then we don't say palgim the bur. So the whole agod is gone. So the obvious pshat in that Chuvas Rashba is because after all the Raivet has the kashe. How can we say Palginon Dibure? How can we say Palginon Dibure? He should say Eidish Bodhi Tosavot Lukolo. So the Raivet says, we only say Palginon Dibure when there is no Psul of Korev, but a Psul of Baldova. But where a Psul of Korev is involved, so then we don't say Palginon Dibure. And what? So what is the Shittes Rambam? So as Rav Chaim says, that the Shittes Rambam is that it's not Shayach to say Eidish Bodhi Tosavot Lukolo by Pliny Rabbanu Tzemi or by Pliny Baalishti. Why not? Because it's two ages. It's two ages. And the Yiddish one Sokolo is only when it's 1 ages. Now, what does it mean it's 2 ages? Is it mamish 2 ages? Is when an eid says plainly Rivanu Yatzeini, so it's really two separate ages, like the case where two Eidim would come and say Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Reuven on Sunday, and then we also saw that Yehuda borrowed $1,000 from Levi on Monday, but they'll say a talk to the Dibur. So there is definitely two agodes. Mashenkin here, plainly, well, it's any true, they testify against one Ades is against the plainly, and the other Ades is against himself. But it's one Maise, it's not two separate Maises, it's not like over there, two separate Alvoyes. Here, it's one Maise, but two Chiyuvim. So, it's not as simple as that. In other words, it's two separate Agones. Basically, it's one Agone. But, and that's exactly the reason as to why Rav Yosef says that we don't say Palgin on the board. So Mimele, we say Eidishibot Muktsosa, but Makulom. But we can say like that. Of course, the Raivet won't say that. But the reason as to why Rove says Palgina de Bure is because even though at the very outset it is one Agode, but because of the Aloha of Palgina de Bure, then it becomes two Agodes. If we say Palgina de Bure, as a result, there is Aloha of Palgina de Bure. So Mimele, if we say Palgina de Bure, now one Dibur is inadmissible by Bez. The other Dibur by itself is admissible. So according to Rove, there is Aloha Palgin and Dibure. So Mimele it becomes. So we split the original Hagode into two Agodes. So it becomes split into two Agodes. But only because there is Aloha of Palgin and Dibure. And when do we say Palgin and Dibure? We don't say Palgin and Dibure every case when Eidim, let's say, suppose there had been no Psu, if Eidim would come and say Ruvein Rovashim, and they're not craving to anyone, nothing, so then we will split Agode. So then it would be one Agode. I mean, because they testify as to one Maise. In the case where the Eidim say Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Ruvein on Sunday and Yehuda borrowed $1,000 from Levi on Monday, so then even though there is nothing wrong and the Eidim are reheikim to Reuven and to Shimon and to Levi and to Yehuda, so then it's still two Agodes, but we are mikabel both Agodes. But in this case, if there would be no flaw in the Agode on its face, so then it would remain one Agode. But because there is a certain flaw in the Agode in regard to the Atzme, or in regard to Ishte, so Mimele, so one Dibu, one part of the Agode by itself is admissible in Bez. The other part of the Agode by itself is inadmissible. So Mimele Rove says, so Rabbi Yosef says, we don't say Palgin et Bore, and Rove says, we do say Palgin et Bore, in as much as there is a flaw in the Agode. So we split, and then as a result of splitting the Agode, it becomes to Agodes. So Mimele, we don't say the Shabbat Miktoso, we don't say the Shabbat Miktoso about the Kulam. So Mimele, the Shittes HaRashbo in the Tshuva is, and that's all the same Shitte is implicit in the Mir in Sanhedrin. So when can we split the Agode, which at the very outset is one Agode with two Chiyuve, that involves a testimony of the Chiyuv of the Pliny and the Chiyuv of Atzmei. So only when the Chiyuv of one is implicit in one Dibo, and the Chiyuv of the other is implicit in the other Dibo, so then we can split, and we say it becomes two Agodes. Masheinkei, so that's only if he says plainly Baalish. So in the plainly Bo is implicit the Agode, is implicit the Agode, on the plainly. So maybe we can split the Agode. Even though if he didn't say plainly Baalish, if he would just say plainly Bo, I mean it wouldn't mean anything. But since he did finish the statement and he said plainly Baalish, so now we know that when the Dibo of plainly Bo means what? Plainly Baal is Ish. Masheinkin, if he says Ish is in so plainly. So where is the Agode and the plainly implicit? In which Dibo? In plainly? That doesn't mean anything. In plainly. Doesn't make any sense. In plainly. If he says plainly Baal Ishti, so Mimele, so once he finished the statement, plainly Baal Ishti, so plainly Baal means what? Plainly Baal is Ish. So Mimele, we can split Agode, and so the plainly Bo constitutes one Agode against the plainly, and Alishti constitutes another Agode. Masheinkin, if he says Ishti Zin Soimi, we cannot split Agode. In other words, so the order of words is important. It's important insofar as splitting an original single Agode is concerned. So there, the formulation is important. There's the Shittes HaRashbo. All right. Now, then the Mishnah Lemelech, Imperikalev Mechasid Aloch Yedalet, Hei Bichuvas HaRashbo, Im Hoida Achoshut, Shezin Soim Mepalgin HaDibor. Now the Aloch is, if the Baal is Mikana Lishtei, Altister in Plaini, and then she's Nistiro, so then she has to be Sheis, the Maimamo. But if Nidechot comes and says, Zinso, so even Nidechot, even if that is not a very dangerous, oh yes, it I feel it. So the Aloch is never. So Aloch is never, and she's not chasing the Maimamo. But she's just Yates below Iksu. So the Rashba says, suppose, let's say, the Baal was Mikamel Ishtay Altisterim Ruve. And then she was Nistero Bifnei Edim with Ruvik, the one in this, who had Kinu. So she was Nistero with Ruvik. And then Ruvik, the one with whom she is Nistero, came to Besden and he said that she was Mizana with him. Imheide Achoshuk, the one in respect to whom there was Kinu and Stire. So he himself was the Eid Echot. The testify she's in so you may palgin on the boy. Vein on Udolinei say kilo eichu atzmi boaleo elu kilo eichu zins. So the Mishlom Melech has the kashe. So in other words, she's not she's in the Maimamo. Like as if somebody else came and said it was Mizan. So Mishlom Melech it shalze vi neime. How can we say palgin on the boy? By plainly the one let's say this, what's the pshat in palgin on the boy? So the pshat in Palgin on the Boy is that he was Mizame, and not with this what we say. We split Agode. He says two things. First of all, he says plainly Hova, and then he also says Aniu Aniova. So the part, the Dibur of plainly Hova, we accept. The Dibur of Aniu Aniova, we reject. But here, if we are going to split Agode, and he says Anibo, so then if we split Agode, he says two things. First of all, he says that she was Mizan, And then he also says that he was the one. So Mimele, how can we Had good